as I was wondering what to preach on this week, 1 Peter 5, 1 through 11 was on my heart. So I exhort the elders among you, as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. So again, I want to break this up. First of all, Peter is writing this as an elder of a church. And the first four verses, he's writing to fellow elders in the churches that receive this letter. So I first want to talk to my fellow elders and preach to myself. Peter says to eagerly shepherd and to be examples to the flock. And as I was in my prayer, if I'm vulnerable with you guys, I have been struggling the last 3 months with frustration, anger, and fear. I'm frustrated about COVID-19. How many times have we heard that phrase? I'm frustrated that we haven't been meeting. I'm frustrated we've been hearing conflicting reports. I'm frustrated with the polarization and politicizing rather than working towards a solution. I'm angry. I'm angry about the injustice, the racism, and opportunities some are taking to destroy and tear down neighborhoods, businesses, and communities. And sometimes my anger is righteous, and sometimes my anger is selfish and unrighteous. I've been struggling with fear. Fear of not making the right decision. Fear of not saying the right thing. Fear of being silent on other issues. Fear of what I would do if ungodly people threatened my family. Fear of the country I knew changing drastically, and the fear of lawlessness increasing. As your elder, as an example to this flock of people, I'm struggling. But I know who to turn to. I need to turn to God. I need to repent. I need to be humble. I need to trust in my King Jesus, that he's got everything under control. And elders, Peter says here, eagerly serve and be an example. What does this look like practically? Many times it looks like turning off the news and turning to the scriptures. And sometimes I'm really bad at that. And as shepherds, we are to abide in the chief shepherd, Christ, and look to him for our grace and strength. There is a crown of glory for anyone who conquers this world by abiding in Jesus. I think so often we want to get things, nice things here, and we focus on worldly things, how we can accumulate more or strengthen ourselves, and we lose sight of the crown of glory. That's our goal. So elders, as I am turning to Jesus, I would encourage you to also turn to Jesus and trust in his strength that we shepherd this flock well. Next, Peter addresses the flock. In verse 5, he says, "Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders." And then he says, "Clothe yourselves, all of you." So he starts out really emphasizing, I think, the younger people in our flock. But then he also addresses everyone. Clothe yourselves with humility. What does that mean? How do we clothe ourselves in humility? I don't have a simple answer. I think it's something we're meant to think hard about. What does that mean for each one of us to clothe ourselves in humility? Why? God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Every time we complain, speak our mind on an issue we are ignorant of, or scoff at having to do something we don't want to do, we are putting ourselves in the position of pride. Let us be a people that clothe ourselves in humility. Verse 6 and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you. Comma. Casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Henry, can you come forward? This is your moment. What does casting mean? Peter says casting all your anxieties on God. Casting definition, one of the definitions is to throw something forcefully in a specified direction. Okay? Henry, you've been wondering why I was going to call you up here, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I have a tennis ball that says anxiety on it. Okay? And each one of us, if we were holding this ball, we would have probably different anxieties, right? Some of us may have the same ones, but all of us, if what comes to mind when I say, what are your anxieties right now? Imagine them in this ball. And what does Peter say? Does he say, set it down? Does he say, toss it towards God? No, he says to cast it. To throw it forcefully. Henry, can you turn around and throw that ball as far as you can? Okay. Good job, buddy. It's on the other side of the road. You can go sit down. Thank you. That's what we got to do. We have to cast them as far as we can, away from ourselves, to the God that can handle them. And I'm not always good at that, because a lot of times I think I have the strength myself to carry that ball around. But the longer I carry that, the heavier and heavier and heavier it becomes. And I need to learn to have this lifestyle of casting my anxieties on Him. Because God can handle that. He has a mighty hand. Casting cares requires two things. It requires prayer, telling God what your anxieties are, and asking for help. And it requires faith, believing He can and will do it. That's how we cast our cares toward God, through prayer and through faith. And the last half of verse 7 says, because He cares for you. The God who created this entire universe, all these beautiful trees and grass around us, that God cares for you. And He wants you to give your anxieties to Him. I read earlier this week this couple sentences. It says, we often judge the parents by the children. When a child of God is full of worry and fear, doesn't the world have reason to believe that their Father in heaven doesn't care for them? Lord, forgive us for being children who often worry and fear and not cast our anxieties towards you. Verses 8 and 9, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. All right, not just kids, but everybody. If I told you there was actually two wild lions roaming around this park, wouldn't you be watching around for them? Yes, you would, right?
I'd be sitting in the van.
You'd be sitting in the van. The devil is like a roaring lion. He roars through persecution, through temptation, and through lies about God. Are we being watchful? The devil's looking for someone to devour. It's not a little cat wanting to play with you. He's not wanting to nibble on you. He's wanting to destroy you and consume you. Satan hates God and hates God's people. Are we being watchful at how he's trying to roar in our life and stand firm in our faith? Resist him by being firm in our faith. And then he goes on to say the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. He says are being experienced. This is an ongoing thing. And I think for too long in our culture, we've had it pretty easy. And now we're starting to get a taste of lawlessness and hardship. And we're starting to experience it with our brothers and sisters around the world. Stand firm in your faith. Join them in suffering. That's what our Lord did. We should expect to do it as well. But then he says, after you have suffered, how long? A little while. Raise your hand if you think 2020 has already felt like a few years. But think about our life, not just 2020. All the suffering we've experienced, are experiencing, and will experience, no matter how long we suffer here, it's just a moment compared to eternity. And the crown of glory that waits for those who conquer at the end, it's worth the suffering a little while here. What happens after suffering? Peter says the God of all grace will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Cornerstone Church, we can make it through this season together in Christ, and we can endure suffering in this lifetime together in Christ. Amen? Let's pray. King Jesus, you are on your throne and in control. Jesus, as our chief shepherd, would you teach us little shepherds down here to abide in you and reflect your shepherding well. Lord, I pray for protection over myself and my fellow elders, that we would not be puffed up with pride, but that we would be an example of humility and love. Lord, I pray for all of us that we would have this posture of humility. And Lord, it's hard to cast our anxieties, because a lot of our anxieties, I think we like to hold on to. We find comfort in them. We find an excuse in them. Lord, I pray that we would be a people that cast our anxieties on you. You can handle it and we can't. And Lord, we humble ourselves before you now and we cast our anxieties on you. Lord, we're thankful that you're a God who cares for us. We are not alone. Lord, you've given us the ability by your Spirit to stay watchful for the devil's schemes. You protect us through your armor and deliver us from evil. Lord, give us the faith and strength we need to endure suffering. And Lord, give us joy. Something I don't think this world understands. Give your church joy to abide in you, Jesus. And we pray all these things through your name. Amen.